Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head, your pumpkin face.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Take a little shortbread, budgie nut bar. How many cheeks?
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Are you ready to change your way of being? To see life from a different perspective? To remember who and what you are? To see the dance of life, that everything that you're going through and growing through is just a simple opportunity to remind you that you are one with the one. That you are not your thoughts, you're not your stories. You can let it go just in an instant. Yes, and you know, you're at the perfect place to know how to do that. Set me free, Valerie Joy. To find out more about Valerie Joy, go to her website. It's ValerieJoy.com, ValerieJoy.com. Set me free. Today's show is about that. It's about setting you free. It's about helping you recognize that you are one with the one. And if you can't find the right doctor, the right medicine, ooh, you can connect with the doctor within, but we'll tell you more about that. Stay tuned, be in alignment, and then you can be with the natural vibration of life, and you recognize and remember that you're one with the one, that you are one with the all good of life, called pure awareness. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. Yes, you do. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference simply because you be the cause of your life. And when you realize that you make a difference and you recognize your power, you can choose differently. And you can even choose how you label your experiences, because you're so much more than what you see in the mirror, than what other people tell you you are, than your story. Even the story you franchise from your parents, it's not true. It's just a script. Today we're going to empower you to be the director of your own life, your own well-being. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. That just doesn't feel so real anymore. Well, most of the time we're here 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We welcome you. I welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you, for all you do and all your being in the world. Those of you on the phone line, thank you, thank you. And those of you listening to the show on the archive right now, yeah, because when you're listening to the archive, it will be right now. So thank you for your love, for your commitment to your own growth and transformation. It is time to step in, to step down, to go within and find out what is quantum entrainment. But before we do that, let me bring on my wonderful co-producer. There we go. Yeah, multitasking again. And she gives you the, I'm not even going to do that phrase. She does it so well, I'm not even going to mess it up. So anyway, let's bring on my wonderful co-producer, Betty Begins. Hello, Betty. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, I know. That's exactly what I was thinking. Can I hear her? Would I hear her? Okay, but all the spirits, everything is lined up. I had to go into the gate of my consciousness and allow life. I focus on allowing today. So you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you to all who's joined us in the chat room and who are returning to us today. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Betty. I'm the co-producer, and each day I bring you the going on, the coming ins, and the going out of Life Conversations Radio. Now, for those who are visiting with us today in the chat room, and I hope you visit with us every day, and for a brief reminder for our regulars to leave a question today for either Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question or comment there, and I'll get it back to them. Now, I am live on that page during the show, so I'll be able to see anything you post immediately. Now, if you do not do the Facebook thing, then please go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your questions or comments that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. But, of course, the best way always is to call in, and please, please make sure to punch 1 on your keypad so that I know to come to you so that you may ask your question. Now, we do not do any shows during the weekend, so if you cannot go a day without our day, please visit our LifeConversationsRadio.com page. There you can like the show, follow the show, and listen to any of our archived shows. Now, joining us next week, we have a sensational guest lineup. Monday is Ask Life Coach Ade. Well, he'll be flying solo and answering your questions and calls on anything you need help flowing and growing through. Tuesday, we'll be joined with Summer Mistravic, who will help us get into the flow with flow dreaming. Wednesday, we have Greg Braden, who will be bridging science and spirituality with us. And we end the week out with Reverend Deborah Johnson of the Sacred Yes. And finally, amongst all of our great guests, we have Celeste Morgan, who will drop by each day for a celestial moment. Now, to learn more about Life Conversations Radio, its host, programming, upcoming guests, and more, please visit lifeconversationsmedia.com. And once again, to follow, like, and listen to any of our archived shows, please visit lifeconversationsradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Ade?
Thank you, Betty. You didn't finish your statement. I was waiting for you to say, Life Coach Ade, take it away. You know, we got a system going on here.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Life Coach Ade, take it away, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm taking it away. I'm just going to keep going. All right, thank you. Yes, indeed, I'm taking it away. I'm taking it within. I'm going to be with it and allow it to flow through me because I understand there's so much more going on. And I surrender. I let it be. And it's time to surrender to Dr. Frank Kingslow, who is joining us in a few minutes. I'm going to read a little bit about him. And when I say a little bit, because guests come up, I mean, the guests that we have, they're doing amazing things. And, you know, I want to feel them. I want to hear that. I want to feel their energy. I want to feel like we're in the same room. So I read a little bit about him and then give you his website address. But now you get to experience him. Dr. Frank Kingslow has been a chiropractic physician and a teacher for the deaf. He is a doctor of clinical spiritual counseling and developer of the quantum entrainment process. I love it. It's a scientific procedure that promotes rapid healing. Just be with that for a minute. A scientific procedure that promotes rapid healing. He's the author of several best-selling books on awareness and healing, including The Secret of Instant Healing and The Secret of Quantum Living. Dr. Kingslow is a Hay House author and hosts a weekly radio program on Hay House Radio. He travels worldwide teaching and lecturing about the life-altering benefits of quantum entrainment. And for those of you who are hearing about Dr. Frank Kingslow for the first time, well, he's going to tell you what that is and how simple it is. He's going to remind you that you have the power. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful, wonderful guest, Dr. Frank Kingslow. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody's happy to be free.
Hey, that's
Dr.
quite
Frank Kingslow, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, very well now. Thank you for that incredible introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. We've been waiting with bated breath, and it's nice to have you here. And so let's just jump right on in. And, you know, I read a little bit about you, very tiny bit about you. You know, there's a lot of information on your website. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from who, how you see yourself, how you experience yourself, who are you? Who is Dr. Frank Kingslow?
Well, I probably, you know, I was born in a log cabin. I had to walk 20 miles to school barefoot in the snow every day, both ways uphill. You know.
So you had a good, huh? You had a good life.
No, I come from a background. I'm a chiropractic physician, so you know, it's a very conservative, in some ways, very conservative background, and yet I've always been interested in Eastern philosophy. And oddly enough, since I was in my early teens, I've read you know, books about relativity and some about quantum mechanics, and I just love the theory, the abstract theory of those physical forces of the universe. Mm. And I had practiced for many years meditations. I actually would sequester myself literally in mountaintops for months at a time, meditating all day long, in feeling that if I was a very good boy and was very diligent with my practice, that I would become enlightened, and then life would be a joy and blissful after that. Well, I guess it would be about, oh, I guess 50 or 55 years old, and I noticed that I was still struggling with the same things that I had when I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s. And so what I did at that point is I threw everything out. Everything that didn't work in my life, I eliminated it. Well, I started a process. I did, had I known where it was going to end, I probably would have chickened out. I ended up throwing out everything, and because nothing worked. When it came to knowing my essence, my inner self, the joy that is actually all of us, reflecting through all of creation. When it came to knowing that, it's not what you can gather, it's not what you can get, not techniques or knowledge or ideologies. It is what you can give up. And when you have given up everything, what you have left is nothing. And nothing is, within that nothing, is absolute peace. Oh. And so for the first time in my life, I was absolutely at peace. And then I thought, well, my goodness, this is pretty easy. It was actually quite natural to do this. And mm-hmm. so I said, well, I wonder if I can teach it. And so I actually worked on a program to teach this process of experiencing nothing and becoming peaceful within. And as I was doing that, I found that healing started taking place very quickly, within a matter of seconds to minutes, in the people I was teaching, like, you know, aches and pains and stomach problems and emotional concerns. And so what I realized at that point was that this inner peace, this true inner peace, not a relative inner peace. Well, you know, if you're upset and then you go and watch a sunset, that's a relative peace, you know. I mean, it's good.
Right.
We're talking about right. non-motion, absolute peace. From that comes absolute harmony, and then healing results, and very quickly. And so this whole process that started out to become a technique to know your inner essence actually has very practical, rapid, and profound practical value in our everyday lives. And so after I taught it for a while, I said, well, I wonder if this can be taught, because it's completely natural, Addie. It's just, it belongs to us as human beings. And what we've been doing is we're kind of like, it's kind of like looking in the wrong direction. We're taught right. by our peers and our teachers and even our parents that, you know, we have to work, we have to control our environment so that we can get an education, make money, and or we even taught that we need to work hard at becoming spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's an interesting thing. Believe me, I was a very hard worker.
you're working hard to be free. yes.
I mean,
are you
not
still there?
Really want.
Oh, there you are.
So
say that again.
That you can work your whole life, like sort of in a spiritual pursuit. You can work very hard at trying to meditate and trying to keep to a routine, trying to eat properly, breathe properly. You can do all of that, but the essence of it all, no matter whether it's a breathing technique or whether it's a diet or whatever, the essence of it is you, not the human being, the body-mind, but you that transcends all boundaries. And if you aren't aware of your true essence, all of that is just relative. You know, and you'll know this because you'll do something for a while and it'll work and you'll get excited and then you'll say, oh, ho-hum, I've done that. Now what else can I do?
Right.
And so what we found was a way to, first of all, find this deep inner peace or joy or healing essence and then bring it out into activity so that we immediately see changes in our lives. Not 10 years from now, you know, but right now. As a result of what you know what we do. So anyhow, I was able to write it and transfer that, or some people were actually able to learn this from the written word. And so I wrote a book, and it became very, very popular, called The Secret of Instant Healing. And it's a very simple book, it simply instructs people on how to, first of all, find this inner essence, which is the essence of simplicity, and then how to share it with others in a way that is very healing and nurturing, and the results are seen immediately.
That's you know, it's I've read the Secret of Inner Healing and just going through the practice. It's like, yeah, right here. But I want to go back to well, there's different things you said. One that made me chuckle inside was when you said chiropractic. The practice itself is a bit conservative, and I think it's interesting. A practice that helps you be flexible is so kind of like, nope, we got to just keep it the way it is. I mean, they need to practice. They preach it, just be flexible. I mean, just allow things. But anyway, you talked about nothing that leads to peace. You talk about, you know, what can you give up? Let's talk about this giving up, because while we are, you know, when we get on this conscious, well, what I call the conscious spiritual path, because I believe, I know that we're already spiritual. We are already it. The it that we're looking for, we are it. So on this physical planet, the universal hide and seek game that we play, we pretend we don't know who we are, only to do all this work to learn, to read books, to do practices and do different things, only to find out we've had it all along. So when you talk about, let's talk about this thing about giving up, you know, giving up something, surrender.
Okay,
and this is the things that get people panicking. They're like, oh my God, what do you mean surrender? I can't surrender. I can't give up. That means I'm weak. Let's talk about giving up. What does that mean when you say give what you can? Spirituality is more about what you can give up rather than what you can get.
You know, that's a very profound question. And when we talk about giving up in the usual sense or surrendering, it's the mind that engages itself and says, well, what do I have to give up? You know, and then when we try to give up something, it's like a give and take. Well, if I give this up, then what am I going to get? So we're always looking to get something when we give something up. And that catches us in a cycle of giving and getting, giving and getting. And so we really can't consciously say, I'm going to give up, you know, my attachment to the relative world, for instance, or my attachment to anything, without an equal and opposite reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a saying that there's nothing to do and nowhere to go. Now, we're not really giving up. We're stopping. And you have to look at it this way. The mind is always grasping It's always moving to the future based on what it knows from the past. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just human nature. If you want to learn to, you know, if you want to go somewhere, you have to drive somewhere in your car.
Mm-hmm.
You have this knowledge on how to drive a car and how to follow directions and use your memory, and then you start watching, you know, where you're going in traffic and so on and so forth. I mean, that's the relative movement, and that is necessary if you need to move through life without, I mean, you can't just sit in a cave all your life. Some people can.
Right.
But even they have to eat and breathe and think, so it's just a different kind of activity. So what we're not talking about really giving up anything in the sense that the mind thinks of it. The giving up is really in the stopping from going from past to future to past. It is, you've heard living in the present, and that's been beat to death until you ask 10 people what living in the present is, and they tell you 10 different things.
Right.
You can't make a decision to live in the present. You either are or you aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what giving it up is. The giving up is giving up the attachment to the future. Now, I know this sounds quite theoretical. The actual practice, it's way harder to talk about than it is to
mm-hmm.
do.
Right.
Because we as human beings are made this way. So here's the good news. When you stop, then what actually is, you give up this idea that you're going to get something. That's what's being given up. Not the thing
mm-hmm.
itself, the idea. And once that idea is given up, that then what happens is a great peace descends. When that happens, a reorganization of the body and the mind takes place very quickly. And that's what we call healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be felt not only in yourself, I mean, somebody right next to you. I actually teach this technique over the air on my radio show on Hay House.
Mm-hmm.
We teach it every week. It's that simple. So the giving up is not in an attitude or a practice. It is simply a realization that there is nowhere to go and nothing to do. And the genius of quantum entrainment, and don't let that word scare you. That's just a big name for something that is as natural as breathing, you know.
So let me ask you this. When you talk about how easy it is, let's say someone who has, you know, they've been having migraines for as long as they've been alive. It's like, you know, I've taken all kind of pain. I just take painkillers, but it's just part of who I am. Can it work in some like migraine, or does it have to be like a disease that's really life-threatening, or maybe anger or jealousy? What kind of this ease does it work? Can you use it for?
Okay, the first thing we want to know is even though healing takes place, quantum entrainment is not a healing technique.
Okay.
So if it's not, then what is it? Well, entrainment takes us from what I call common consciousness. Common consciousness is, you know, our everyday consciousness that, you know, we just start thinking about things. We wake up and the mind just takes off and we just sort of go along for the ride, you know,
right.
And it can be thinking about your laundry list and then, you know, going to work. And most of us, 99.9% of us in this world, live in common consciousness most of the time. We're not aware,
mm-hmm.
really. What quantum entrainment does is takes us from common consciousness to the experience of pure awareness and then to something I call you feeling. And let me just explain that in one or two sentences, because without the experience, it really doesn't have a great deal of meaning except that you know you can do it. Pure awareness is when all the thoughts stop in the mind. Now, you probably have heard that it takes years of arduous practice and dedication to clear your mind of thought. But that's
right,
not true.
Exactly.
It's not true. You when you can clear your thought in just a matter of seconds, actually. I can show you how to do it on the radio
well,
in just
yes,
just,
I want to
Because what I can hear listeners saying, well, it's okay for you, Dr. Kingslow. You've been meditating for over 55 years, for months. I mean, I can't even meditate for 5 minutes. That's why I don't even meditate. And you're talking about slower to stop my thoughts. I can maybe when I die, but not. So how does that work? Can you demonstrate that for us now?
Well, I can show you show you how to stop your thinking. Now, okay. First of all, let's know that stopping your thinking is not the goal here. It's just that people, between every thought is a non-thought, is nothing. The thoughts come out of nothing, you know, like bubbles, one right after another. And mm-hmm. Most of us just, the mind actually just goes from thought to thought to thought. It doesn't see the space in between. First thing I would do, and if we had time, I would take you step by step so that you mm-hmm. hold this non-thinking longer and then not have to worry about it, because then you can bring the non-thinking out into activity mm-hmm. where there is thinking. And there's value. See, quantum entrainment it elicits the ability to be in this deep state of peace while you are doing activity, while you're driving your car, doing your radio show, eating and sleep and bathing and so on and so forth. There's mm-hmm. there's the mm-hmm. value of it. Because now you're healing 100% of the time in activity, not just when you're sitting in meditation. So here's what we do. And this will just show you that there is a space between thoughts or in your mind.
Okay, so listeners, get ready, get comfortable. Even if you're at work, just pretend you're typing on the computer and just get in the state of listening.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what you can do is there's two ways to do this. If you can spread your hands out like a cross, you know, to your parallel to the floor, either side of your body, and then you can do that. But if you're at work and you have to kind of hide, you can do it between two objects. Look at an object that is in front of you, and then look at an object that is further away. But let me walk you through it now. Okay, so those of you who have your arms stretched out, turn your head to one side and look at your hand. Now turn your head to the other side and look at your other hand. Now what was in your mind from the time you looked at one hand to the other hand? Do it again.
Me, it was a hand. I was just looking at the hand.
What was in your mind between looking mm-hmm. at one hand to the next hand? When you do that, when you look, in that space from when your head turns from one hand to the other,
yes.
You see, nothing there.
Nothing. Now, there was no thought. It was just, yeah, okay, go ahead.
That's right. Now, if you were looking at an object, you look at one object close to you, then look at an object further away, same thing will happen. That nothing, in fact, is always there. We just never pay attention to it.
So I want to stay with that, because even just during a while I'm talking with you now, that no thinking, non-thinking, that space, it's so, so minute that it's easy to, I mean, it can easily doubt it. So,
oh, yes.
Go ahead.
No, go. That's true. The mind see, the mind doesn't get it. The mind deals only with boundaries, with objects, like thoughts mm-hmm. and emotions and philosophies, and it deals with things, you know, like birds and stars and cars. It doesn't deal with nothing. Nothing is not very interesting to the mind. This is one of the reasons that a nothing kind of a meditation, which QE is not, quantum entrainment is not, a nothing kind mm-hmm. of meditation is so boring and so hard to do, is the mind is not entertained by it.
The mind says, there's nothing going on here, I'm bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Find something to do. There's nothing going on. And really, when we get to that space, when we're feeling nothing is happening, so you're saying that's really where we are really connected to pure awareness, right?
Well, that is pure awareness when nothing is going
right.
on. Because here, you didn't go into a coma, right? You were still aware.
Right.
But you were aware of nothing. There was nothing there to be aware of. So we call that pure awareness. But pure awareness by itself is just another state of awareness. Now, Dr. Robert Keith Wallace in 1970 showed this. He called this a fourth major state of awareness. We have waking, sleeping, and dreaming. Those are the three major states. Well, he found that this pure awareness state is a fourth major state of awareness. And but it's, you're either in one or the other. You're either awake, or you're sleeping, or you're dreaming in deep sleep, or you're dreaming, or you're in pure awareness. You can't mix those. I mean, you don't mix those normally, okay? However, when we do QE, now here is the value of QE. We actually we go into pure awareness, and then we start thinking again while we hold this state of pure. It's not really pure awareness, but it's the most refined level of thinking in the mind. And when we do that, it feels really good. And again, if we had the time, I could do this in 5 or 10 minutes right here on the air. But you can also get on my website and download free downloads, by the way, at quantumentrainment.com. You can get a free download for the Pure Awareness Technique, which is a guided perceptual technique, or a sit-down technique called the Gate Technique. Either one of them for you, and you'll be amazed at the power of pure awareness once you just take even just a few minutes with it, and how easy it is.
There isn't actually what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want you to actually take us through so people can experience it, and then maybe listeners who are dealing with some kind of challenge, be it emotionally, be it physically, can call in, and we can walk them through. If not, we'll just do it live on air, because this is interactive radio. We can do that. This is
great.
This is what
that sounds like fun.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Frank Kingslow. He's the originator of Quantum Entrainment, QE for short, chiropractic physician, and a longtime meditator, but right now he could just go in that place and connect with the source, with pure awareness. And if you're dealing with a challenge, moving through something, and you're trying to figure it out, just call in 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, or we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach ADE, the fan page. But if you don't do Facebook, why not? But if you don't, that's okay. You're free to choose whatever you want to do. You can go to, actually, if you don't do Facebook, this is good for us, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. lifeconversationsmedia.com. There is an Ask Life Coach Ade tab. Click on that and send in your questions. We'll get to it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take you through the process now. Well, we, as Dr. Frank, are going to take us. We're one. That's the we that's going to do it. I'm just going to participate. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And while we take this break, we want to just invite you and ask you lovingly to share the show with your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people that get on your nerves, the people you can't stand. Tell them right now to listen. You can click the like button. You can text. You can tweet it. Whatever you want to do. You can yell it. Just do whatever you want. Say, listen to this radio show. And but more importantly, you better make sure you share it with your enemy, because your enemy is really your inner me. And when you share it with your enemy, you can really understand that you have nothing against you. You are one with the one. We're going to take a break. Number is 347-426-3346, and at 1 o'clock we're going to have Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan, so stand by, lots going on, and let's take a break. And why should people listen to this radio station, Les Brown? I keep telling them, but what's your thought about this?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed, you have to be the change you want to see. It's not about doing the change, but you got to start with being. And then from that place of beingness, you're led to do what is necessary. And then you can have what is necessary. But you got to start from within. My guest is Dr. Frank Kingslow. His website address is quantumentrainment.com. And I'll be taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, 347-426-3346. Dr. Kingslow can take you through a process, this quantum entrainment process, for you to tap into the truth, to tap into what is seeking to be birthed, what's really going on, where you can separate your mind, your thoughts, and all the other stuff going on and be present to who you really are. In the meantime, Dr. Kingslow is going to take us through the process. So, Dr. Kingslow, let's do it.
All righty. First of all, tell me, how much time can we allot to this?
Oh, we got time because we go until 1:30. I don't know your time zone.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
So, yeah, we got time. We got time to play.
Good.
Go ahead.
Then what I'd like to do is I'd like to show everyone the process and then maybe we can take a caller with a physical or an emotional concern.
Okay.
And then everybody who's learned the process will help, because we can do this at a distance, will help that person by doing QE with them. And then we'll check and see what kind of results we get. How's that sound?
So you say once we learn it, we can help other people. And we can do it as a group from a distance and support people. Okay.
It's even stronger when you do it for somebody else. It's the N squared effect. That is, if one person does it for themselves, they have the power of one. If two people do it, one person for another, it's the power of four, and so on. Four times four, 16 times 16, and so on. So when we get together in a workshop of 400 or 500 people, you know, that's what is five times five? 250,000 people? So, or even more than that. I'm not too good. So it's an amazing process.
Mm.
So definitely, when we do it for someone else, it amplifies the effect.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, good. So what we need to do is best is to sit down, so you'll be able to close your eyes and not be interrupted during the next, let's say 5 minutes here. So while we work through this, and what I'd like you to do is simply become aware of whatever it is you are thinking. Now, kind of be like a spectator, like you were watching a movie as your thoughts go across the screen of your mind. you know, whatever movie is playing at this moment, your job is to just sort of watch it. Don't interfere with it. Don't judge it, criticize it in any way. Don't try to make it better. Just watch whatever's happening there. And pay attention to how active your thoughts are at this point. If you were to grade them 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, thoughts going like crazy, like a storm, and 0 being no thoughts, somewhere in between. Just grade them at this point, because we'll come back to this in a few minutes. So just watch your thoughts now after you've graded them and allow them to run across the screen of your mind. As you do that, without interfering, you'll notice that there will be a change, not in the content necessarily, I don't mean that, but in the way the thoughts present themselves. They may slow down a little bit, they might become fainter, there may even be spaces between them. So continue to allow yourself to watch your thoughts. You're doing very well, all of you are doing beautifully. Continue to watch your thoughts. Excellent. Now, I want you to become aware of your body, your whole body, all at once. And when you do that, you'll notice a kind of an expansion in your thinking and a good feeling, maybe a relaxation or a sense of presence or awareness. Become aware of your whole body all at one time. Excellent. This is another way of allowing our thoughts to refine themselves. Now let your thought go back to become aware of what you are thinking, watching the thoughts on the screen of your mind, just like a movie. And you'll note that they are changing in some way. They're settling down a little bit, quieting down. And in that quieting down period, you notice that the contrast, they're relatively less active or more refined. That feels good. There's some good feeling that you have now that you didn't have before, or it's a little bit stronger than it was before. Okay, that feeling might be stillness. It might be a sense of expansion, a sense of relief. It could be peace or joy even. Whatever you're feeling, whatever good feeling that is, identify it. Let your awareness shift to that good feeling. This good feeling we call a you feeling. And just become aware of that now and watch it. Very easily watch it. Good, good, doing very good. Now let your awareness go back to your body. Become aware of your whole body all at one time. You'll also note that there's a good feeling there. It may not be the same one, but there's a good feeling in your body as well. Identify that feeling. Is it presence, expansion, lightness, joy, relaxation? Now let your awareness come back to your thoughts and the good feeling that you have in your mind. Peaceful, joy. Oh, you're doing very, very well. Now I want you to kind of go back and grade your thoughts. Look at your thoughts now and grade them compared to before we started this process just a couple of minutes ago. And you'll notice that they've settled down a little bit on the scale. And that's very good. And so it is that you can easily become aware of this good feeling. That's all you need to do. And if that good feeling, if you forget about it, then you just allow your mind to come easy. You just say, oh, I've been thinking about, you know, doing the laundry. I'll just allow my awareness to come back. Where is that good feeling? Oh, there it is. I see. I feel settled. I feel quiet right now. I feel easy. And then just allow your awareness to be with it. That's all we need right now. Now we've set ourselves up. We've actually reduced our dependence, if you will, on our thinking, because there is a side of life that has nothing to do with thinking.
And it is that deep, beautiful inner peace or stillness or joy that comes from becoming aware of it. So now we're aware of that. Okay. Now, become aware of your body, and I think you'll see that it's more relaxed at this point. And your mind is quieter. Now, this, we've just set ourselves up to allow healing actually is taking place right now. We don't have to try. There's no trying involved. It's just simply becoming aware of whatever's happening in the mind. And then allowing ourselves to, when that mind settles down, to become aware of you feeling, that sort of good feeling of stillness or peace or aware expansion. Now, for those of you who can, I'd like you to continue with your eyes closed while you listen to the show. And then what we'll do is we'll have somebody call in with a concern, and then I'll give them instructions, and you as well. You're actually going to help, all of us together are going to help create a healing event in the caller. How's that sound? Okay. Ade, are you
yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Good.
I'm here.
Good.
I'm all relaxed.
Good. See how simple this moves.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
So the caller, the listener's number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And we'll come to you, whatever you're dealing with, physical, emotional, maybe something you're trying to break through, you just can't figure it out, and we'll take you through the process. You've experienced it a bit. 347-426-3346. And while we wait for that, I want to ask you, Dr. Kingslow, this process, you know, you're talking about we're sitting down where we are. How do we do this? Actually, I'm going to hold that question because everybody's in that energy. Let me go to Betty. Betty said, "I want to be quantumly entrained." Hey, Betty.
Hi. Yes, I want to be quantumly entrained. Well, first of all, when I started doing the process and noticing my thoughts, I had a lot of them. I had a lot of them before the process, and then when I had to go back and relook at them, I found that I had, on the picture screen, nothing. And I found myself saying, "Hey, where are my thoughts?"
Now, isn't that something? And they say it takes years and years to clear your mind of thought, and it took, what, just a couple of minutes. Isn't that amazing?
And I was literally looking and saying, "Wait a minute, I'm not thinking anything." And so now I'm thinking why I'm not thinking anything.
Well, that's very good. Betty, what kind of concern do you have? Is it the physical?
Right now, since I started the show, I've had this massive headache. And
okay.
It won't go away, and it started again. And even now during the show, it's just there.
All right.
Like I need to go lay down. And so, and this has been going on, as Ade can tell you, for weeks.
All right.
Part of it's maybe part of the stress of me moving and doing things like that.
The beautiful thing about quantum entrainment is we don't have to know what the cause is. It's kind of like we just have, when we experience you feeling, it is ultimately harmonizing or healing. And so we just have to experience that, and the healing takes place naturally. And in this way, there can be no harm. And we, of course, we have to take what we get. So sometimes it's a major miracle, and people who are in wheelchairs will get up and walk. And at other times, it might take 20 minutes or an hour before the healing actually manifests and reduces the symptoms. But what I'd like to ask you, Betty, is I want you to move your head slowly, and see what kind of range of motion you have. Maybe turning and looking to the right and left and up and down, and feel the pain involved. And then I want you to grade the all of it together, the range of motion and the pain, and grade it 0 to 10, 10 being unbearable. Can you do that for us?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I would say it's about an 8.
Okay, good. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. Have a seat and close your eyes. Can you do that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. And now, I don't want you to do the QE process like you just learned it. You're going to go on vacation. You're going to let your mind wander wherever it wants to go, okay? Don't help in any way. Don't create light around yourself or call in special forces. I don't mean Delta Force in this case. I mean, angelic forces or other subtle energies. Just let your mind wander wherever it wants to go. And what the rest of us are going to do, myself and all of the listeners at home, we're going to become aware of our you feeling. And I'm going to talk them through that while you're sitting there letting your mind wander, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to talk them through it again, and we'll check in with you, and we'll see how you're doing in just a minute or two. How's that sound?
Great.
Okay, so you just sit, close your eyes, let your mind wander. Now, everyone at home, we just learned how to do the QE process, but I'm going to talk you through it quickly now, and then we're going to allow that harmonizing energy to we don't have to do anything, by the way. We're just going to become aware of you feeling, and everything else will be taken care of. So those of you at home, become aware of your thoughts, whatever's on the screen of your mind, watching them go, beautiful, beautiful. And as you do, already you'll notice that you're quieting down much more quickly than you did before. Become aware of your whole body. The whole body that feels good. There's that good feeling there. We call that the you feeling. It could be relaxation. It could be a sense of lightness or expansion. Now become aware of your thoughts again. And that settling down in the thinking feels good. It's peaceful, or there's a silence or stillness there. Become aware of that good feeling, whatever it is. Just allow your awareness to shift over to it easily. Become aware of that. Aware of you feeling now, we're doing quantum entrainment. And we're just going to become aware of this for a little bit. All of us aware of this. We don't have to say, okay, Betty's going to heal in this way. We're not even concerned about Betty. She's not concerned about us. But the link is being made on the most subtle level of creation, on the level of the you feeling. Now, we're not done yet, but we're going to check in on Betty to see how she's doing. Okay? Betty, are you there?
I'm here.
Good, good. Do me a favor. How are you feeling right now? A little more relaxed?
Yes.
Good, good. Now, I want you to check out that headache of yours again. Do the test like you did before, and let's see what you've got.
I got nothing.
Nothing. Oh, poor you. Now, isn't that amazing?
I seriously have no pain.
Isn't that amazing? That is quantum entrainment. And every one of us has been walking around with this simple, potent energy within us. We just didn't know how to turn it on. And look how simple it is. There isn't a soul alive who is conscious who can't do this. It belongs to us as human beings. And really, my feeling is we should first learn about it. And then our duty in life as human beings is to show others how to heal, how to do this, how quantum entrainment works.
Dr. Kingslow, you know, you talk about how simple it is, and Betty, you said earlier, we're not concerned about Betty, and Betty's not concerned about us. And what you took us through is to get in touch with what you call you feelings, which is EU feelings. But there's a part of me, and I can imagine the listener saying, well, we didn't do anything. You just told us to get in touch with our feelings. And what would mean how easy it is? I don't get it. We've got some other callers. But can you just speak to that briefly? That happened when you said what we did by getting in touch with our own feeling, we were able to support Betty in releasing the pain the pain disappearing, or whatever happened to the pain.
All right. This is the crux of the teaching here, Ade. You have touched on it, and I'm going to point this out now because we've had the experience. The mind that is run by ego is always trying to control things, right? It needs to survive. It needs to to protect itself and expand. And it is the one that says, well, if I do this, then I can get that, and then I'll be safer or I'll be closer to happiness and so on and so forth. All of life is in control. We just gave up total control. Oh, wait a minute, you say. You have to control. You have to tell this force what it's got to do for you. You've got to tell this healing force that it's got to go over to Betty's headache and help it heal. But you guess what? That force is the one that created all of creation. Do you think it needs you to tell it what to do? Isn't that amazing? We are at the essence of creation. I'm not kidding here. This is not just you know, words. This you feeling is the most powerful entity in creation. It is pure awareness. It shines through you feeling. Look at it this way. We're watching the screen of our mind, the thoughts on the screen of our mind, right? Well, how did those thoughts get there? Who put them there? You say, well, I thought them. Well, that's not true. If you think you're in control of your thoughts, then just think one thought for 1 minute without having other thoughts. Mm-hmm. When you start thinking, do you say, oh, okay, now I'm going to start thinking thoughts and I think I'll have this thought? Or do they just start running? You wake up in the morning, what happens? Thoughts are there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. They come from pure awareness, and the thoughts are creations just like a tree or a galaxy, okay? And they all come from you feeling. Now, look at this. This is so beautiful. You feeling is like the film, and pure awareness is like the white light shining through the film. And the white light shining through you feeling throws the picture on the screen. And when we become aware of the picture, you know, the movie on the screen, we say, oh, that's my life. We identify with that. We say, that's me. But it's not. Your life is not you. I mean, this, you know, I'm this tall and I have these many children and I love eating ice cream. That's the relative you. But your essence is you feeling. Your essence is beyond the touch of time. It's beyond the touch of death, of disease. So what we have just discovered here is what belongs to us as human beings. We need to become aware of our true essence so that the rest of our life falls into harmony. We're so out of sync, and our minds are trying to fix. Listen, our minds are broken. They're not in touch with our essence. So they're lost. They're searching. And so what we do is we use our minds to fix our minds. Doesn't that sound a little insane?
Counterintuitive. I'm trying to let go of my mind. But what I also hear you saying is, you know, that what happened is when we become conscious of our you feelings as the film, we allow pure awareness to shine its light through us onto the screen, which I would call life, and everybody that's experiencing it. So by becoming conscious of our own, because for me, when we were doing the process, even though there were things I was doing before that, I sort of felt a sense of gratitude, like a peace that things were fine. So me being in touch with that and staying with that helps pure awareness to shine its light through everybody, regardless of if they're even listening to the radio show or not, because we're connected. That's what I hear you saying. Is that correct?
Well, yes. There are some inaccuracies in that, but that's basically true. We're not helping pure awareness. We can't help what is everywhere all the time. It doesn't need help. It's already there. It's already full. You feeling is being expressed. We're not doing anything. You see, when you say, I want to help something, that's you, your mind, saying, I want to control it. I want to help fix it. If it's a good, you know, altruistic thought, it's still a thought about controlling and doing. We're talking about not doing. Not doing, and then allowing the doing to get done through you feeling.
Yes.
Now,
got it.
See the difference? And that orientation,
yes.
The difference between bliss and suffering. Right there, that is the pivot point. When we want to do something for somebody, even if it's a good thing, we suffer. When we allow it to get done, we are free.
So when we attach suffering, when we let go,
yeah,
bliss.
Exactly. And
got
we don't
it.
Have it's
got
not
it.
A conscious not a conscious thing, oh, I want to let go. No. You see,
right.
I just said you become aware of you feeling. When you become aware of you feeling, you have let go. You don't have to worry about it.
But
and now you feel
that,
says, oh, Betty has a headache. Let's work on that.
Betty had a headache. But
headache.
I know that's right.
Exactly.
And I want to say it because we have a few more callers, but, you know, when I first, before the show came on, I had put some aspirin out so I could take them. And the thoughts that were running through my mind, during the show, before this process was, oh, I need to go lay down and take these aspirin and let me get through the show. And so when we went through the process just now, and my headache was on a scale of 8, and you say, just let the thoughts come to your mind, don't say anything. Well, the thought that came to my mind, ironically, was, I need to go lay down. I want to take these aspirin. And then as I just released it and said, you know, I'm not thinking about anything, all of a sudden, my thoughts went to me sitting on a beach. And it was at that moment, I don't know if there was energy of everybody, that my headache just went away. And so it went from the thoughts going from I got to get rest to I'm just chilling on a beach.
Now, I want to point out, to no matter what the content was, you could have been thinking about, you know, calling for an emergency, and the headache still could have gone away. So the content of the thought is not really important. We don't want to really attach to that. But it's nice, because what was probably happening is, as the healing was taking place, you felt discomfort. It might have even gotten a little worse for a while. And then once it broke free, of course, your mind naturally, the reflection in your mind was something peaceful, like being at the beach.
Yeah, you know, exactly. It did get a little worse to a point where I thought, well, this is not working.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that will happen. I'll tell you, QE for emotional concerns is faster than the physical, because it works through the mind out into the body and then out to the environment. But this is often a common thing. The emotions will stir up a little bit more, and then they'll settle right down, just like you had the experience with the physical headache. So it just has to get a little worse as it reorganizes. Look at it this way. This is a very good way. Let's say you got a sheet of paper and you sprinkle iron filings on the paper, okay, and they're in disarray all over the paper. Now you get a powerful magnet and you bring it under the paper, slowly up towards the paper. As you move the magnet towards the paper of iron filings, those filings start to move and start to line up, don't they? And there's a lot of movement, and it looks chaotic. It looks like, oh, my gosh, what's happening here? They're not becoming orderly. They're just moving around in disorder. And then as the magnet touches the bottom of the paper, all of the filings line up in order along the lines of force. That's exactly what happened with your headache. There was this movement, this healing that had to go on from the foundation of the headache, not from covering it up with an anti-inflammatory, but allowing actually true harmony to allow your body and mind to function, I want to say, without resistance. And you probably feel freer and lighter as a result.
Yeah, I can move in my head.
Yes, and believe me, you know, if there were any cancer cells, not only was your headache worked on, but any cancer cells that were forming at the moment have also been worked on. Your whole body is worked on at the same time.
Wow. Yes. Thank you, Betty. We've got some other callers who are coming to you. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Dr. Frank Kingslow. He's the originator, the creator, the allower, the downloader of Quantum Entrainment. It's best when you experience it. So the number is 347-426-3346. His website is quantumentrainment.com. Google it. It's there. And what we're going to do, we're going to do a quick segment with Celeste Morgan, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, which usually comes to you at 1 o'clock, but, you know, we're not attached to time. We're relaxed. We just let life happen. So let's bring Celeste Morgan here as I multitask. I got to learn to quantumly entrain myself while I'm doing so many things here. So, Celeste Morgan, how are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Life Coach today, and Dr. Frank Kingslow. I am doing very well after that moment. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciated it. So, good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you a celestial moment. I come bearing a number gift. It's Thursday, January 12th, 2012. Add the date, and it equals 2025. Add 2025, and you have 9. 9 deals with intellectual power, inventiveness, influence over situations and things. 9 is the butterfly transformation and medicine cards. Today, we are going to put a spotlight on the wise old woman standing at the crossroads. 9 has the crone and Mother Peace tarot. She is featured with snow-covered mountains on the card. Mountains in tarot means triumph, challenge, attainment, and realization. The crone takes a moment to consider where she's been and where she's going. A laughing goddess on the top of the sign reminds that all paths are good, for it's not about the destination. Whenever at a crossroad in life, choose the path that follows the heart. I'd like to thank Zoe Klimowitz for posting that today. For the gift of the crone is this ultimate message. The heart leads the way to the inner teacher. So it is so important to check in. Divine connection lives in the home of reflection. Now, you have seeds to play with at the end of this week, and I look forward to witnessing what blooms for you when you apply your tools of self-love and discovery. So reflect on the transmuting fire of the snake from Monday. Tap into the joyride of the chariot from Tuesday. And don't forget to eat, rest, and play like our friend the otter from Wednesday. And today, I invite you to follow the path of the crone. Her message is clear when you stop to listen for the messages that come from deep within yourself. You get to be blessed and be a blessing when you remember to show up. Spirit will do the rest. Co-create in beauty and heal instantly when you capture the magic of living in the present. Enjoy your weekend. All is well. I'll see you on Monday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just listen to the heart, be with the heart, that celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. Ah, usually comes to you around 1 o'clock, like you said, around 1. We try to do it 1, but we just go with the flow because that's the only thing that's important. Let's move on. We've got a listener. Let's see. Let's go here. Let's go to 207 area code. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, wow, it's Melissa. And a very sleepy Melissa.
He said, sleepy Martha. Wake up!
Melissa.
Martha?
Yeah.
Melissa. Melissa. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's going on? What do you want the strength to work to?
Anxiety and panic attacks.
Well, now, we do not have to know what the specifics are. Did you say your name is Melissa?
Yes.
Yes. Melissa, what I would like you to do is to just bring up an incident that is bothering you. Bring the emotions up with it. And then when it's as strong as it's going to be, grade it 0 to 10. And then let me know, 10 being unbearable. And let me know where you are with that. And then we'll have everybody do the QE at home. And we'll see what kind of changes we get. What do you say?
Good.
Okay, so go ahead and bring those emotions up and grade it 0 to 10. And while you're doing that, the rest of you out there who have learned how to do it, quantum entrainment, we're going to help Melissa. We're not going to help her, actually. We're going to experience you feeling, and you feeling is going to make a change if it's the right thing to do or not. We can never force this, and we can never hurt with it. We just simply give Melissa's body and mind the opportunity to heal, and then we just see if healing takes place. Okay, Melissa, what do you have, 0 to 10 there?
7.
A 7. Okay. So now what I'd like you to do is to sit down and close the eyes if you can. Can you do that?
I am.
Good, good, good. Now, your job, just like Betty's, your job is to just let your mind wander. Don't help in any way. Just whatever comes into your mind is just fine. Just pay attention to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the rest of the work. All right, everybody out there in radio land, roll up your QE sleeves. We're going to go to work. All right. With your eyes closed or open, even at this time, you can do that. But since we're just learning, it's best to do it with the eyes closed. Just become aware of your thoughts. Now, we've already done this twice, so you're probably already starting to feel you feeling there. In fact, you probably noticed that you feeling's been there right along and just sort of waiting for you to recognize it. I got news for you. You feeling has been there your whole life. You're not creating it. You're simply becoming aware of what's always been there. So become aware of you feeling. If it's not there readily, then become aware of your thinking. Whatever it is, watching it like thoughts on the screen of your mind. And as you do that, you'll notice that there's a change in your thinking is settling down. You can allow your awareness to go to your body, your whole body, all at once. That creates a kind of an expansion or a sense of well-being or a sense of existence, lightness. That's a you feeling. Become aware of that. Allow your mind to go back to your thoughts. Whatever's happening, just observing them, not trying to change them, not trying to hold you feeling either. All right, what is that good feeling that you have now? Is it peace? Is it joy? Is it excitement? Sort of an awe? It can be even ecstasy. It doesn't matter. Whatever the you feeling is, doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how strong it is. It's not like, oh, the stronger, the better. No, just a very delicate awareness of this good feeling deep inside of you is all that it takes. All right, now we're not quite done yet, but we're going to check in with Melissa and see how she's doing. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Are you feeling some settling down, some quieting down?
Definitely.
Okay, now, what I'd like you to do is do the exact same thing you did before. Bring up these emotions like you did before and grade them 0 to 10.
2.
Oh, good. So I think it was a 7 to a 2 in about 2 minutes. Not bad work.
That's
now,
awesome.
Isn't it amazing?
Sleepy.
Yeah, now you might feel that you're additionally sleepy. This is what your body's saying in order to heal these emotions, to get them out. You just need to fall asleep. It's real simple. Now, here's what I'm going to recommend for you in the future.
Okay.
And for Betty and for anyone else out there who's having problems. You don't have to call in, by the way. When we do this, you can just sit with your mind in neutral and allow the healing to take place within you instead of experiencing you feeling and being part of part of the group that's doing the you feeling. You can be part of the group that's accepting the healing. Here's what I'm going to suggest, Melissa, that you do this QE process easily without effort 3 or 4 times a day. Do it as soon as you wake up in the morning. Sit up in bed, and this goes for all of you. Sit up in bed and do you feeling or do quantum entrainment experience you feeling for 5 minutes. Then go about your day, and do it again before you go to sleep at night. Sit in bed, do it for 5-10 minutes if you like, and then just slip down and go to sleep. If you do it more frequently when you're not upset, then you will not get so upset. And then you can also do this just like now. You can always bring up the issue and then forget about it, let it go, grade it 0 to 10, then let it go. Do your QE, your quantum entrainment, and then go back and grade it again. Okay? It's a real simple process.
The sense I've pulled in is I'm more aware of my surroundings and I feel like I'm here.
Exactly. Is that what living in the present?
I'm not flying around everywhere. Which is really nice.
Yeah, it's just for a change.
Let me tell you something else that's really nice, Melissa. Dr. Kingslow told you to do QE effortlessly. We're going to make it even more simpler for you. So stay online. Betty will get your details, and we're going to send you a copy of Dr. Kingslow's CD, Exercise for Quantum Living.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Tamara. Joyful Tamara Joy, how are you doing, my dear friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm calling. I have really severe fatigue that I experience pretty much all the time. And it just feels like a really severe energy depletion in my body.
Have you been diagnosed with any chronic illness or anything?
Yeah.
And what is that?
A Lyme disease.
Okay, Lyme disease. All right. So, and the test came back positive for Lyme and the whole thing?
Yeah, they did. And I treated it for, a couple of years. And I'm not entirely convinced. I think that's what's underlying it, but I think there could be other factors as well.
I think you're probably right. And the problem with a diagnosis is we say, oh, that's it. But
yeah,
you know,
and then you say, yeah.
Yeah, there, rarely is it one thing that is causing the problem. And
right.
It may weaken us, and so that other things will crop up. So when we do quantum entrainment, we don't look for any particular results. We do the pre and the post test, that is grading 0 to 10, pre and post. And, of course, we're looking to see if it's changed. But we don't try to make results.
Okay.
It's all very effortless. And when we do it that way, we get the most out of it. In fact, that's the only way it will work. Now, because you have fatigue, and if we were to do QE now, you might even get more fatigue and want to fall asleep as part of the healing. And that's not, you know, that's not all bad, but, you know, when we ask for a response and we get snoring, we'll absolutely know.
That would be a miracle. That would be a miracle because I can't even nap. I'm so agitated with the exhaustion.
Okay.
So if I start snoring, then you get an award.
Oh, well, good. let's shoot for that.
Okay.
Now, of course, I'm kidding when I say shoot for that because I just said don't really
yeah.
have a goal. But let's see what's going to happen. What we don't know what's causing your fatigue, and it could be many different things. When we do QE, it's going to work on a number of different levels. Actually, it's going to work on everything at once. We're just not sure what's going to happen in any way. Let's just do it and see what happens, and we'll get a report. Okay?
Yep.
Now, what I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What is your name?
Oh, Tamara.
Tamara, okay.
Yeah.
Tamara, is there something, though, that's bothering you? I mean, are you worried about this fatigue? Obviously you are, but...
Yes.
Why don't we look at that emotional concern, and why don't you bring that up and grade it?
Okay.
Look at it, bring up the emotions that are involved, and then grade it 0 to 10 for me.
Okay. Oh, boy. 9.5.
Oh, that was quick. Oh, it was right there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know what you're going to do. You're going to sit with your eyes closed, even if you like to lay down, you can do it.
Okay.
With your eyes closed, and just let your mind wander. Okay? You're on vacation now. You have nothing to do. And we're gonna let you stay here for. Oh, I see the time's almost up. So maybe we're not.
Go ahead.
How much time?
If you don't have to go right after 1:30, we can go a little bit longer. We don't have anybody coming behind us. We do what we want to do here.
Oh, well, I love
that. We don't have to move out the way for somebody else. We got this.
That's great. Well, it's not the case when I do my show on Hay House Radio.
I understand. We were playing the music right now.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be like, what do you say? What? He's gone. Okay.
So you're fine.
Okay. Tamara, now you've got a 9.5 on that emotion. Just let your mind go. And the rest of us, we're going to do QE. Now, we're old timers. At the QE. Now, oh, by the way, let me say this. If you have a problem out there, since Tamara is going to be our last call, if you have a problem out there in Radio Land, why don't you be like Tamara? Why don't you grade the problem 0 to 10 and then sit with your eyes closed and let your mind wander while the rest of us do QE? And then you can test it afterwards when we're done, just like Tamara will do. Okay? Good. So, all right. So now, all you QEers out there, just allow the thoughts to go. Begin become aware of the thoughts as they play on the screen of your mind. And you know what? Your feeling is already there waiting for you. Just become aware of it. That's it. No sense in messing around. Pretty soon you'll be doing this with your eyes open while you're walking and talking. And I suggest all you QEers do it 5 minutes first thing in the morning, last thing at night at least. And then any time during the day, you'll find you can even do it while you're driving with eyes open after a while or having a conversation. It's so incredible. Having a conversation while you're aware of you feeling is, well, it's remarkable. All right, so right now we're just aware of you feeling. What is that? It's a gentle, good feeling, a sense of well-being. Could be stillness, joy, expansion. In the body, it could be just a general relaxation or a presence. Peace. Whatever it is, just let your awareness be with that you feeling. Just easily with that you feeling. Now, you may forget and have other thoughts. That's fine. That's not being with you feeling is not the goal. It's just the experience that we want to have when we're not having it. So if you're thinking other thoughts, just allow your awareness come back to you feeling when you're aware of it. You feeling can change from time to time. It can be, one time it can be joy, and the next time it can be just stillness. Is it stillness? Become aware. Become more aware of you feeling. Is it stillness? Is it peace? Whatever it is, watch it like a cat watching a mouse hole, with easy attention, waiting to see what will happen. Just so beautiful. You don't do anything. Simply become aware. Just be aware of you feeling. Oh, you all are doing beautifully. All right. Now we're going to see how Tamara is doing. Tamara, are you with us? I don't hear any snoring.
No snoring yet.
How are you feeling?
I would say it's interesting. It went from a worried place to more of a sad place, and I became aware of the tightness in my stomach and like how I guess how I use food to try to make myself feel better.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of shifted.
Okay.
Don't
read too much into it because then we start trying to control conditions. But this is good, and this it can change, and it just shows us that the body is involved, which it always is. So this shift. And with this chronic fatigue that you've had for such a long time, it's going to continue to shift around. Don't try to make anything out of it.
Okay.
Just simply do your QE. How is the emotional thing? Grade that 0 to 10 again.
I would say it's like maybe a 6 now.
Not bad.
Like it was like this worry, like what can I do, what can I can't do, when am I overdoing it? You know, there's this whole
that's
thing
the mind,
I go through.
More
so now it just feels like, oh, wow, this is hard. You know, it's just hard to feel this tiredness, but it doesn't feel like it's as revved up.
Well, you know what? Once you
feels more relaxed.
Once you give in to the fatigue, which is what you just did, because when that happens, and I don't mean consciously give in, I mean when you do QE, you are ultimately accepting the fatigue. That's when it's going to start to heal.
Mm.
It's kind of like you're holding back the dike with your thumb, you know. You're just sort of, oh, my gosh, oh, what's going to happen?
I got to control something here.
Right.
Yeah.
And the more you try that, the more it wears you out. So what's going to happen now, you've got QE, is you're going to allow that fullness by doing nothing. This is the hardest thing for you now. The hardest thing is to just do it and forget about it, okay?
Okay.
And this is a lesson for all of you out there. You do the QE, and then you forget about it. You can look for results, but don't try to get them, and don't just do your QE, you know, throughout the day. And when you have a chronic illness, you want to do it more often. You can't do it too much.
Mm-hmm.
and then just let it go to see what happens. There's the ticket. Because when
right.
you start controlling, like you started to do, you say, well, it's because of my eating and blah, 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 blah. Then your mind is getting involved in it. Now you're going to create more illness.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to create more trying. And it's the trying that's causing all the problems.
Okay. And do you have like a guided visualization tape or something that I could?
Don't worry, you're going to get a CD. So you're asking me, you're going to get a CD.
Oh,
well,
great!
So I can answer
that. Really helps me.
Yeah.
That really,
also,
that'd be
as
wonderful.
I mentioned earlier, we do have free downloads on the website. So
okay.
Yeah. So absolutely, we'll take care of you.
Yay!
We'll
thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Winslow, before you go, I want to ask you one last question, and
uh-huh.
it's around this you feeling. Could you take us through the process? You have us sit still if we can. How do we do this when we are moving about, when we are at work, when we are raising, when the kids are screaming and running through the house? How can we do this to stay in that space?
Addie, let me ask you this. I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Are you aware of you feeling right now? Are you wearing a sense of quietness there?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You just did it with your eyes open. Okay?
Right. Got it.
Right.
Got it.
So it just what's happening is it's always there whether we're in stuck in you know in traffic, you know, bumper to bumper and everybody's tempers are steaming, you feeling is there. It's whether we want to become aware of it or not.
Mm-hmm. It's the presence is already present.
Yeah.
We just got to be present to the present.
So we're into that.
Got it.
So what we're doing is we're culturing our awareness. First of all, we have to be quiet, but we don't have to be quiet. Once we get it, we have you feeling anytime, anywhere, because it's everywhere all the time. So.
Yes, I feel.
Now, isn't that a freedom? Like that. Doesn't that take a pressure off of you, all this trying and effort in life?
Yeah, it takes the pressure off trying to be spiritual, trying to be financially free, trying to be healthy. We could just say, I'm there, accepting. I love when you said accepting
Beautiful.
The fatigue, because when we accept, that's an act. I always say self-acceptance is an act of love. When we accept what is, we're allowing life to be what it is without
it's exactly, and that's the philosophy. But the practice cannot be done by doing. It has to be done by not doing or being aware of you feeling.
Right. So many analogies. You experience it by doing nothing.
Yes.
Because nothing is wanting you to go nowhere. And when you're nowhere, you're there. It's like, what?
Yes.
Dr. Kingsmore, thank you so much. Betty said she okay, real quick, Betty. So you got a quick question. Go ahead, Betty, real quick.
Okay. What I wanna ask you is we went through three processes here, myself included. Could someone listen to this archive show and still benefit from this?
Absolutely.
Good question.
Yep. Because you feeling is everywhere all the time. You'll find that you can't get away from it once you find it, once you are familiar with it, feel at home with it, it's everywhere all the time. And you know what? Now, this is a beautiful thing. It's a great question, Betty. You feeling is actually not a thing. It's not a feeling. It is an essence. And you know what essence it is? It is our inner essence. It's the most subtle, powerful part of being a human being. That's why we see these changes so remarkable. They look like miracles. And it is simply we human beings have been carrying around this power and ignoring it. So when we become aware of you feeling, what we are becoming aware of is our essence. And what's that tell you? It says, yeah, we are love. We are peace. We are joy. We are unbounded. But no philosophy can capture that. Only the awareness of you feeling let you know what you are. You can't talk about it. It doesn't work.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I have to say one other thing. Since I've had this practice, my nose has now cleared up.
And that makes the point. From now on, I mean, this continues to work 20 minutes, 20 hours, 20 days after you do it. So it's really incredible. And then when you keep doing it, you just add momentum to it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Betty. Yeah, you feeling. There is no spot where God is not, so there's nothing to do to experience God, because God is right where you are. The inner essence, your inner innocence is right there. Dr. Frank Kingslow, thank you for what you are doing, who you're being, and completely showing up so that we can show up. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to add or share before you go?
No, I just thank you for the chance to share this with everybody, and this is a new technology that is ancient as a human being. It's just that I've been able to take away all of the trappings so that we can experience ourselves without any other things involved. And by gosh, it's this radio program that is going to allow this to happen. When we have enough people doing this, you will see a change in this world that you won't believe. In one generation, we can take it from all this suffering to peace and joy and love as a natural expression of human beings.
Because it's who we are, right? I get it.
You do get it.
Ooh, thank you. I appreciate you, and definitely we'll have you on our speed dial. We have to bring you back again to just do what we need to do, because we can. Thank you, Dr. Frank Kingslow. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. I trust you are feeling your inner essence, your innocence. You know, it's all in our words, and I just love the idea of just not doing anything. We work so hard to be free, only to be trapped in what we worked hard at achieving. But the technique that Dr. Frank Kingslow is talking about is just the quantum entrainment. It's just to experience what is here. Babies do it. Children do it. They don't try and be still. They don't try and meditate. They're here. Be present for your present so that you can experience the gift of life that is here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, yeah, I'll do my final words. So something else Betty calls it. But actually, I think I'm going to play a song. I think I'm going to do Cynthia James. And I think what is calling me is Let Go. I am so grateful. I just got to tell you, I am so grateful for the wonderful host that we are, guest that we bring to Life Conversations Radio. What gets to happen, you know, is bigger than me. And I'm grateful for you listeners, those of you listening on the archive, on the show. There's so much going on out there. There's so much. And we have all that we need. We have it. And I'm grateful to be a platform, a catalyst for that to happen. We're going to take a quick break. And before I do Cynthia James, let's do Carly Jackson to remind us why, you know, we don't have to do anything because we are one with the one. Carly Jackson, help.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, we are. Carly Jackson. You can find her on Facebook. Carly, C-A-L-L. How do you spell Carly's first name? Just draw a blank. Let me scroll up. Okay, that was my mind. I think I'm just too absorbed peace. Yeah. Oh, I got it. C-A-R-L-L-I-E. And the last name is Jackson, J-A-E-X-N. And this is Cynthia James just reminding us that we're standing in the light no matter what. And if you don't know, if you're not feeling it, get quantumly entrained. You can feel the light. You can experience the light. You can let the light shine through you. This is Cynthia James. We'll be right back after this. Standing in the light.
You can't run. You sure can't hide. The thing you fear will chase you down. Oh,
When your mind is full of unnecessary thoughts and the world is pulling you down, lift your head up high, get your chin up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the light. When your heart is full with the clutter of your life and the rain is falling all around, hold your head up high, take your feet up off the ground. Remember you're standing in the
in the light, and guess what? Not only are you standing in it, you are it. So when you just allow, accept, the light does what it needs to do and bring you the healing that's needed. Oh, I am just so grateful for this platform, for this opportunity to share, to bring other people to teach, to share, and for us all to grow together. This is the change. This is the change that we're talking about. This is, you know, everything's going to be changed, going to be different and challenging. Well, you get to be the change you want to see. 2012, yes, 2012 is going to be a wonderful year. And so it's 13 and 14. And if you, you know, even if you leave your body, it's all good because you're still part of the party. Even leaving your body doesn't mean you ain't here. So, you know, let's do what we can do. Let's set humanity free by setting ourselves free. We know we are the one, but when we really know, when we embody, when we experience it, we can be the light. We can walk in the truth. We don't have to convince. We don't have to defend our truth. We can just show up as the light, where our presence automatically liberates other people from their fears. That's the goal. I mean, and even that, there's so much more. When we just remember who we are, you know, it's a new way of living. It's a new way of being. And we're committed to bringing you experts, teachers, whoever, that just really about supporting humanity. That's what Life Conversations is about.
So I want to thank you all for listening, for tuning in, for sharing the show. And if you haven't, please share the show with your friends, your family, your coworkers. You can click the like button on the Blog Talk Radio page. And what else can you do? You can tweet it, you can text it, you can yell it, you can scream it. I don't care what you do. You can put it in your forehead. No, actually, I got a better idea. You can tattoo it on your forehead. Because you can. It's your body. You can do what you want. No, actually, no. Because then people start to, that must be a cult. If they're telling you to tattoo their website on your forehead, we ain't trying to start a cult. We want to start a religion. The religion of selfism. You realize you are the one. Religion is the study of love, and spirituality is the expression of love. That's the kind of religion we're in. It's selfism. You like that? Yeah, I think I want that. Yeah, that feels good. Anyway, next week we'll be back. On Tuesday we have Summer Max Stravic. She's going to be talking about the art of flow dreaming. Want to find out more about that? Be here next Tuesday. And then we're going to move to Wednesday with Greg Braden talking about deep truth. What's the deep truth? Not the intellectual stuff, but really asking ourselves some real important questions. Asking ourselves, who are you? Who am I? Why are we here as a people, as a community, humanity, human beings? What are we really about? What are we seeking to create? And then we'll wrap up next week with sacred sexuality. We create a space where you can connect with your sexual energy, recognizing, remembering that's the essence of who you are. It is who you are because your creative energy is your sexual energy. It's creative with Deborah Johnson. So lots happening here. Check out our website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And if you haven't liked Life Coach Ade, well, no, ask Life Coach Ade. Yeah, I know you like me already, but can you just show me you like me? Because I got some ego issues. Can you just go to Ask Life Coach Ade, Ask Life Coach Ade, and click the like button? Fucking feel so warm and fuzzy inside. I want to know you love me, okay? But anyway, yes, you can find us on Facebook. There's Life Conversations Radio on there. I'm on there. You see me wearing, you know, some guy smiling, wearing this sort of orangey shirt. It's Ademola Anifowoshe. But anyway, we're getting ready to release the show. And let's see, anything else? Anything we need to say, do, Betty? Let's see. In the chat room, let me look here. Oops, let's try this. And let me see. I don't know if I'm going to play another song. Or we're going to play something from Abraham. We'll see. That was Cynthia James. To check out more about Cynthia, you can go to her website. It's cynthiajames.net. cynthiajames.net. I feel like Abraham. I haven't heard Abraham in a while. What does Abraham have to say about what's going on right now? Yeah. Because you can't attract to you what you want unless you become a vibration alignment to it. So if you want to feel peaceful, you got to let go so you can feel the peace, so you can vibrate it. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, do not go a day without Life Coach Ade. Yes, that's right. And this is Abraham. Abraham S. Spoken through, downloaded, expressed through Esther Peaks. And their website address is Abraham-Hicks.com. Abraham-Hicks.com. This is vibrational
Jerry,
alignment.
Jerry, have navigational systems in all of their
Wait a minute, wait a minute, Esther. Can I just finish saying what I'm saying? Thank you. I appreciate your enthusiasm. But I just want to tell people, be love, be true to yourself, and just as important, be loved. Allow yourself to receive the love. We'll see you on Monday. Peace and blessings.
Jerry and Esther have navigational systems in all of their vehicles, several different kinds now, but they all operate on the same premise that the system knows where they are, they program in their desired destination, and the system figures out the route and gives them verbal, turn-by-turn, and visual, turn-by-turn, directions of how to get there. The system never says to them, "Why are you there?" It never says to them, "No, you asked me yesterday and you didn't listen to what I said, so I'm not telling you today." It's just a straightforward, where are you in relationship to where you want to be? And your own guidance system is a straightforward, where are you in relationship to that which you have become? We've written the book and given it the best title ever given to any book any time, and it's called Ask and It Is Given. And the reason the title is so wonderful is because it tells you the whole book in the title. We wanted a longer title. We wanted to say, so I am source energy, and I am aware that I am a creative genius, and that I am pure positive energy. And so I express a part of my consciousness into physical form where I explore the contrast of the time-space reality. And in knowing what I don't want, I know what I do want, and I'm asking constantly for improvement. And as I ask for that improvement, the source energy part of me answers that by riding the rock of desire and literally becoming the vibrational equivalent of that what I've asked for. And when I find a way to line up with that, then I receive it. But they said it was too long. But you get the idea of it. In other words, you are source energy in physical bodies. And when you understand that when you ask, it is not only always given, it is that the source energy part of you literally becomes the expanded version of you, an expanded version that you got to keep up with or you're not going to feel good. So often you're running around not feeling good and blaming everybody in the world for not feeling good when the only reason you don't feel good is because you became something that this thought that you're thinking right now, this word that you're speaking right now, this concentration on this whatever it is that you're doing right now has you beating a different drum, offering a different vibration. And you know from your physical experience with vibration that you cannot set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to match up. And you can't set your frequency on, I don't have enough money, I'm not a worthy being, I shouldn't have done that, I should do better, and match up what the source is saying about you, beating a drum, you are a worthy being, you are a magnificent being, all things are available to you, you are the center of your universe, you are the creator of your experience, you are worthy, you are good, you are love. All things are queued up to assist you. Now, we want you to understand why it is so and how it works. Since this is a vibrational universe, what that means is there is no such thing as exclusion in this vibrational universe. It's all about inclusion. It's all about attraction. And what that simply means is when you look at something and you say yes to it, you include it in your vibration. But when you look at something and you say no to it, you include it in your vibration. Saying no to something is equivalent to saying, come to me, this thing I do not want. You have a war against drugs and a war against AIDS and a war against poverty and a war against terrorism and a war against cancer and a war against. And all of those things getting bigger because your attention to any subject by law of attraction brings that to you. So law of attraction is the manager of all of these vibrations. It's like a giant magnifying glass that's laid down on everything, amplifying whatever it is that you're giving your attention to. But you have to understand, law of attraction is responding to the whole of you. Law of attraction is a universal law. Law of attraction is responding to who you really are, this eternal being who has been around longer than what you even know as time. You are eternal beings. You are magnificent, genius, God force beings. And when law of attraction responds to that which you have become, now did you hear us? To that which you have become, do you get a sense of what that is? When life tells you that you don't want to be rude, you know you don't like rudeness, you want niceness. When you don't have enough of something, you want more of it. In other words, this becoming has been honed out of life experiences, and this source energy evolved you is the summation of all of the wonderful things that you've lived. It's the goodness that exists. There is only a stream of well-being. You don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You will not find one. You don't push a button and inky, misty darkness comes in and covers up the light. There's a source of light which can be resisted, but there is no source of darkness. There is no source of badness or source of evil or source of sickness. There is only a stream of well-being which you are in alignment with or not. Some say, well, what about the babies? How would bad things happen to babies? And we say, you are vibrating long before you are speaking. You are offering vibration, and your vibration is your point of attraction. So let's get back to this. So the source energy part of you, this huge vibration, this eternal vibration, law of attraction responding to it. And law of attraction is also responding to the things that you're thinking here. And we want you to feel the bigness of this point of attraction in comparison with the less bigness of this point of attraction. In other words, you haven't been here but that long in these physical bodies. No matter how old you think you are, you're just beginning here in this vibration while this one is huge. So as law of attraction is responding to these two vibrational relationships, in other words, the vibration that is really you and the vibration of your current conversation or mental dialogue, law of attraction is responding to both of them. And if what you are thinking in your physical form is the same as what you're thinking from your broader perspective, I love my life, I am a valuable being, I'm doing good work, I deserve good things, that's how the source within you feels. But if you're thinking something different, you're causing split energy. And that split energy feels to you like negative emotion. Now, because law of attraction is responding to this powerful being that you have become, oh, the sensation of that to you is that there is this calling toward that expansion. It's like a powerful river or stream that is moving in the direction of all that you have become. And we want you to get the mental picture that as that stream is flowing in that magnificent downstream direction, it is going toward not only the expanded version of you, but everything that your life has caused you to ask for. The veritable fortune that you've amassed is there being tended for you by the broader part of you. The wellness that you want, the relationships that you want, the ideas that you want for the improvement of your planet, all of these things are being amassed in this vibrational escrow. And we want you to understand that future generations that are coming forth are coming on that stream. That's how those babies feel when they come in. They are pure positive energy. That's why they know so well their well-being. They get here, and then you treat them like you were treated when you got here. You are met by worrisome parents who then begin to tell you all of the things that could go wrong. And in time, you begin to split your energy more and more. That's why babies go right to sleep as often as they can. You're pure positive energy, and then you're born, and just by being born into this environment, there's a little gap in your energy because your mother worried about you, and now she's really worried about you. And you are feeling the vibration of that, and then you go to sleep, and you are one stream again. Then you wake up, and then you go to sleep, and you wake up, and you go to sleep, and then you begin growing up, and you begin finding more things to fuss and worry about as they point out to you all of the things that could go wrong. We've been saving this list. We knew you were coming, and so we've made a list of everything that could go wrong. This is a very comprehensive list. It's not just the things that went wrong in our life. We've gathered up things that could go wrong in anyone's life. There are thousands of people that have contributed to this list, and everything that could possibly go wrong, we want to teach you about it so it doesn't go wrong. And as this little infant, you say to them vibrationally, you can't talk yet, but this is a universe that is about inclusion only. You can't tell me all of these things that I do not want without me taking some of it into my vibration. And sure enough, you begin to separate a little more. When you meditate, it closes your gap, because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought, and when you stop thought, you stop resistance, and when you stop resistance, you come into vibrational alignment with the whole of who you are. There's such power in that. But we want you to understand, you can't run around in meditation all day, every day. You're thinking thoughts all day, every day, and you want to begin training your thoughts into the direction of that which you really are. You want to be the being that you are. You want to see this world through the eyes of your total self, through the eyes of the expanded being that you are, you see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.